From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, September 10th. Paradise High School was briefly placed on lockdown Monday while police arrested a student. According to the Paradise Police Department, the Butte County Sheriff's Office informed the school resource officer that a student was a suspect in an ongoing investigation. Officers believed he may have been armed with a handgun. The school initiated a lockdown, and officers arrested the student without incident. The student was unarmed and is now in custody of the Sheriff's Department. In other news, California has seen a surge in positive COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, with some of the highest rates coming out of the North State. State Department of Public Health data shows the rural North region had a test positivity rate of over 20% the week of September 2nd. This area includes Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, Trinity, Glenn, Lassen, and Modoc counties. The Greater Sierra Sacramento region, which includes Butte, Colusa, Plumas, Sutter, and Yuba counties, had a test positivity rate of over 17% last week. That's compared to the average state rate of around 13%. The California Department of Public Health recommends that everyone 6 months and older stay up to date on their vaccinations and take precautions like washing your hands and staying home if you feel sick.
Clothes on the table, toothbrush and pen.
Chico artist Scout Parker, who performs as Scout the Wise, has released his 10th album. Over the years, Parker's music has shifted from trying to grow his audience to focusing on vulnerability and self-expression.
I wanted to make connections and meet more people, so I was kind of like amping my music up to what I thought would create a community, I suppose. Now I'm not thinking so much about external reasons to create.
His new record is titled Problems. It's made up of tracks inspired by his everyday life. Parker says he writes nearly a song a day.
I have like a flood of emotions in a moment and I feel horrible and I need to get it out. And so I write a song. It happens really fast. There's no purpose other than getting the feelings out. It's like writing in a journal or a diary.
We've got more about Parker's creative process and the stories behind the songs at mynspr.org. And lightning strikes ignited dozens of wildfires across California earlier this month. And a new study finds they will likely be more frequent in the future. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The study's authors warn that climate change could significantly increase lightning-sparked wildfires in western states over the next few decades. Most wildfires are caused by people, but many of the largest fires have been started by lightning. That includes the 2020 August Complex, which burned over 1 million acres in the North State, and the 2020 Bear Fire, or North Complex, that killed 16 people. The study was published in the journal Earth's Future. It found that between 2030 and 2060, some western states could see as many as 12 more days with lightning strikes per year, mostly in the drier months. That includes parts of Northeast California and the Eastern Sierra. The authors say their research, which used new machine learning techniques, reinforces the work of others, but more study is needed. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Additionally, the U.S. Forest Service has put fire restrictions in place in the Shasta Trinity National Forest in response to several human-caused fires. That includes the Root Fire, which started last week from an escaped campfire and has burned more than 700 acres. The fire is 87% contained. The fire restrictions ban campfires, except in designated areas. They also prohibit other fire hazards like smoking outdoors and running combustion engines like boats and generators. And finally, California property owners selling a home in wildfire-prone areas must now disclose if they've completed certain fire protection modifications. This is due to a new state rule enacted earlier this summer as an amendment to AB 38, which was passed in 2019. This includes low-cost modifications like installing gutter covers and ember-proof vents. The rule only applies to homes built before 2010, Failing to make the disclosures could land the seller in court for possible fraud or misrepresentation. Sellers must already notify buyers if the home is in a high fire risk area. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, September 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.